This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Back now to this episode of our bi-monthly series, Iris Wired, featuring the Germantown, Tennessee-based Iris Orchestra. This innovative ensemble made up of preeminent musicians from across the country are led by their founder, conductor, and artistic director, Maestro Michael Stern. Tonight you're hearing music span four centuries. We began with music of the 18th century in Mozart, the 19th century in Robert Schumann, and we cross into the 20th century, and here once again is Maestro Michael Stern.
So far in today's program, we have started with Mozart, and then leaped 60 years to that amazing symphony that we just heard by Robert Schumann. And now, we leap again, another 60 years, to England and the advent of the 20th century. Edward Elgar regarded his upbringing in the West Midlands of England as idyllic, and in many ways, his music often reflects a nostalgia for those simpler times. Certainly after World War I, he came to feel as though that world had been lost forever, and a new tragic vein entered his work. But just after the turn of the century, in 1905, when he wrote this piece that you're about to hear, Elgar was not burdened with any such melancholy. His career had very recently and very suddenly taken off, and a quasi-festival of his music had been programmed in London, the first of its kind. He was, at that moment, the toast of London town. And to mark the occasion, he composed this next piece, his Introduction and Allegro, for string quartet and string orchestra. The work pays homage to the Baroque genre of the concerto grosso, in which a small group of soloists is alternately immersed in the texture of the larger ensemble and set apart from it. Cast in one uninterrupted movement of about 14 minutes, this is music of seriousness, but also of celebration. The opening flourish becomes a theme of its own, treated in neo-Baroque polyphony, but decorated and accompanied by extended romantic harmonies. Suddenly, a solo viola, as if from a great distance, introduces a folk-like melody that becomes the yearning heart of the work, reappearing again before the introduction transitions into the main allegro of the work, and then again on three more occasions before the joyous coda. The strings of Iris Orchestra now bring you this wonderful work, Elgar's Introduction and Allegro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Sir Edward Elgar, his Introduction and Allegro for String Quartet and Orchestra, performed here by the Iris Orchestra in this edition of Iris Wired, these bi-monthly broadcasts we bring you of the Germantown, Tennessee-based Iris Orchestra. We'll now move to music of our time, and here once again is Maestro Michael Stern.
Our final selection on today's Iris Wired program brings us to the present day. At the core of our mission at Iris is a commitment to nurture and champion American music of our time. And since our inception, we have successfully commissioned and programmed American composers in new and recent works. The young American composer Adam Schoenberg was just beginning doctoral studies at Juilliard in New York when I asked him to compose his first full orchestral work for Iris Orchestra. His response was Finding Rothko, this piece in four connected but distinct movements, all inspired by four Rothko paintings. Today, Adam is listed as one of the 10 most often performed living American composers, and we at Iris all feel proud that we were there with him in his early success. As the program notes for the premiere make very clear, and they were written by the composer, the music itself is not a representation of these paintings, but rather that the paintings were, in his words, pretext and inspiration. The work's warmly orchestrated opening bars contain Schoenberg's recurring motive, which he calls the Rothko theme. As this first movement, titled Orange, progresses, we are presented with an atmospheric landscape, imaginatively orchestrated and featuring dialogues among solo woodwinds, percussion, and strings. The second movement, Yellow, is upbeat, with a minimalist accompanimental idea and occasional blasts of pure energy. But as this movement segues to the next, the music takes a threatening turn. We arrive then at Red, the most intense and jagged point of the work. The closing movement, Wine, reprises the Rothko theme and leaves us with the feeling of having attained the object of our journey, both the one that Adam Schoenberg charted us on in this work, as well as the journey which took us through our entire program today. Here now is Iris Orchestra in the January 2007 world premiere performance of Adam Schoenberg's Finding Rothko. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard the premiere performance from 2007 of young American composer Adam Schoenberg's Finding Rothko, a work commissioned by and performed here by the Iris Orchestra, led by their founder, conductor, and artistic director, Michael Stern. Tonight we spanned four centuries with Iris Orchestra, with music of Mozart, Schumann, Elgar, and now Adam Schoenberg. All the performances you'll hear monthly on Iris Wired are recorded live at the home of Iris Orchestra, the Germantown Performing Arts Center in Germantown, Tennessee. Our recording engineer is Jamie Lamar. Special thanks to Germantown Performing Arts Center and the city of Germantown, Tennessee for their support. These broadcasts are also made possible by the Formanek Foundation, Great Oaks Foundation, and the Hyde Family Foundation. Special thanks also go out to Maestro Michael Stern and David DePeters. You can find out more about Iris Orchestra at their website, irisorchestra.org. Our next broadcast of Iris Wired will be Friday evening, July 14th. This broadcast of Iris Wired and the Iris Orchestra is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm David Ozenberg, and with the time we have remaining, I thought we'd hear a little more music from Adam Schoenberg. The concert we heard this evening spanned four centuries. This work will bridge the 19th to the 21st century. As this young composer was commissioned by the Kansas City Symphony and the Kansas City-based Nelson Atkins Art Museum to compose a 21st century pictures and an exhibition, taking its cue from the great 19th century Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky's work. Mussorgsky set all of his movements to the inspiration of a single artist, his friend who had passed away, Victor Hartmann. Our composer, Adam Schoenberg, went around the museum and picked different paintings in order to, as his inspiration for the various movements of the work he would call picture studies. We will hear select movements, we'll hear the introduction, and then we'll hear three pierrots based on Albert Bloch's painting, Der Drei Pierrots No. 2. Then we'll hear the fourth movement based on Vincent van Gogh's painting Olive Orchard, followed by the movement Kandinsky, based on Vasily Kandinsky's painting Rose with Gray. That'll be followed by the seventh movement, based on Juan Miró's painting Women at Sunrise, then an interlude, and then the ninth movement, based on a photograph by Hiroshi Sugimoto, Atlantic Ocean Cliffs of Moher. And then the final movement, Pigeons in Flight, inspired by Francis Blake's photograph, Pigeons in Flight. Music of the young American composer Adam Schoenberg. We will once again hear Maestro Michael Stern, this time leading his other orchestra, the Kansas City Symphony, in select movements from Mr. Schoenberg's Picture Studies for Orchestra. I'm David Ozenberg. Thanks for being with me tonight. Iris Wired is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.